Welcome back to day 5 of the sleep series. This is Corey Mascara. We'll continue on with our theme of utilizing the breath as a way to calm the mind and settle the body. Today, we'll use some guided visualization as we explore the breathing bubble, which I'll share more about in a bit. But as we always do, we'll use the first portion of this meditation to settle ourselves in and adjust to this transition as we move into sleep. So if you haven't already done so, you can find a comfortable position for yourself, whether it's in your bed or somewhere else. Sure, you have a lot going on in your life. And although I can't imagine what today might have been like for you, I imagine there were a good deal of thoughts, emotions, different sensations in the body, interactions with people, and just everything that comes with being you, which has its highs and can have its lows. So we'll start by inviting the body to soften. Very often we're gripping and tensing and creating a guard between us and the rest of the world. You don't need to do that here. You're safe, and it's okay to let down your guard. So we'll invite the jaw to soften. The teeth don't need to be clenched. We'll invite the shoulders to soften. And we'll invite the belly to relax. And you can continue to invite different parts of the body to be at ease in your own way. Also feel as though the wave of today is washing over us, giving it the opportunity to move through us in whatever way it needs to, feeling the particular energy and momentum of what it was like to be you today. And by giving ourselves the space to feel it, experience it, we then give it the space to also release and let go. Nothing we need to fix, no problems we need to solve. Ready, you can again bring bring the attention back to the breath. And we'll just continue by connecting with the breath in whatever way feels natural. In some ways, it might feel like a coming home to be with the breath. Or it may also feel uncomfortable or unnatural. And that's okay as well. If you'd prefer to bring your attention to another part of the body, you may. So with every breath, as you're aware, there's an inhale and there's an exhale. And we can feel that inhale often within our bellies, as we did with the balloon imagery, feeling the balloon expanding and feeling the balloon deflating. Today we're going to take that imagery a step further, and we'll feel as though that expansion is happening beyond the body. So you might start by imagining that there's a layer of light or a layer of energy just surrounding the belly region. And as you take an inhale, not only do we fill our belly, but the light or the energy around our belly is expanding out in all directions. So we take a breath in, feel that light and that energy expanding out, and then we take our exhale and feel the light, the energy coming back down. Coming closer to our bodies. And we're just going to continue taking a few breaths like that. The imagery might feel kind of strange at first, so you can adapt it in whatever way you need. But we're just feeling as though there's this felt energy field around our bodies, specifically our bellies. And when we take an inhale, we expand that energy field and the light that it carries all the way around our bodies, out further around ourselves. And then as we take an exhale, we feel that floating back down, enveloping us with warmth, ease, gentleness, and relaxation. Like a gentle blanket, just coming back down, warming the skin, warming our bodies. So I'll give you a few minutes in silence just to feel that flow, the inhale, the exhale, and this bubble of energy that we're breathing up and then breathing back down. Imagining it in whatever way feels most comfortable and best for you. every time that you take an exhale, really let yourself feel that energy and that light coming back down, enveloping your body, making you feel comforted in the same way a blanket would. And every time you inhale, feeling as though who you are is expanding up. The energy around you is expanding, becoming big, but also light and spacious. So that we do start to feel a lightness in the breath and a lightness in the body. I sometimes like to think of it as one of those big parachutes that you would play with in elementary school. And you float the parachute up, and then we get in the center and we let the parachute fall on top of us. Only do that if it feels comforting. We feel as though we're breathing this parachute of energy and light beyond our bodies, then exhaling it, letting it float back down. At any point, you feel yourself drifting off into sleep, you can give yourself the permission to do so and let my voice fade into the background. And if you're still here, you can continue to breathe in this way or adjust the breath in whatever way feels best for you. There may come a time in a meditation where it feels more comforting not to do anything, not to focus on anything, and to just feel the settled space of being at ease, being relaxed, and being still. So you can also give yourself the permission to do that. And I'll give you a couple minutes in silence just to be with yourself in that way. nothing you need to do, nowhere you need to get, and you don't even need to force yourself to sleep. If sleep happens, we let it. If it doesn't, we just continue to be here and trust that our bodies want to be awake right now. We're coming to the end of our meditation. If you'd like to continue with guidance, you can replay this series. And if not, you can let my voice drift off into silence, continuing to meditate on your own or further drop into sleep. You're doing great. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And until then, take care.